السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين، وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين، والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في قرآنه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Among the most important lessons that we learn from our religion, our Prophet and the family of the Prophet and our holy book is good mannerism and good character and the distinct quality of good behavior, حسن الأخلاق. This is the core of religion. After Aqidah, after the faith in God and monotheism and the prophets and the book, comes this task: how to carry yourself, how do you conduct your life, your affairs, how do you deal with others. This is the core of faith, this is the core of religion, is to deal with people in with affection, with respect, with humility, with understanding, with forgiveness, is to be always accommodating to others. And through these, through حسن الأخلاق and good mannerism, you're going to achieve two main goals. One of them, you are refining yourself. When you have good manners, that is going to reflect on you. You're going to refine yourself even better. You're going to purify yourself. You're going to be even better in your conduct, even more humble with yourself, with the society, with the Lord. So you're going to learn. Definitely you're going to be impacted. The more goodness you do, the more you benefit. The second, when you have good manners, definitely, no doubt about it, that you're going to touch the hearts and the minds of those who live around you. One of the main reasons of success in this life, not just the Akhirah, in this life, in your business, in your life, is that you have good manners, is that you are friendly, is that you are accommodating, is that you are receptive of others. Look at yourself. If you go to a shop and you find 2, 3, 4 people working there, but one of them is more smiling, more friendly, who do you go to? Ask yourself. Definitely you go to the one who is more accommodating, the more who receives you well, the more who smiles. Even though there is no blood relationship between you and him, but akhlaq is going to be the relationship that attracts you to that person, to that human being. Sometimes you don't speak their language. You are from different culture, different faith, but what binds you with that family, that individual, that place, is the akhlaq, the manners. Manners are going to attract you. Religion tells us that someone who has good akhlaq is going to be mahbub, popular, beloved by people around him. Even people, if they don't know his name, sometimes they don't know his name, but they love that person because of the akhlaq. It's going to earn him love and respect and admiration. This is why when you look at the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 82, 83, Allah says to Bani Israel and through them to us, He's addressing us to. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ قَدَّمَ حُسْنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ عَلَىٰ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. He speaks about good manners. He asks us to have good manners, good sayings. قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak well, speak nice. Before he asked us to pray. Because the prayers is going to be futile with bad manners. Someone who's always angry, always frustrated, always thinks evil of people, always is disrespects people. What does the prayer going to do for him? Is it going to help him? Let him spend his day and night praying. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا first. If you want your prayers to be effective and fruitful, and you don't waste your time, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak well, speak nice. Today, many in the Muslim community, many people, they, as I mentioned last night, they fast, they pray, they practice other wajibat, mandatory things, but they practice them only physically, ritualistically, not spiritually. They don't learn from them. The prayers is not going to benefit them. He thinks of doing his prayer sometimes in the wrong place, at the expense of others, even if he hurts others, but he should do his prayers. This is not what God wants you to do. You have to adhere to the spirit of the prayers, not the physical prayers. Physical prayers, I refer to it oftentimes as mechanical prayers. Mechanical. It's void of spirit. It's void of merits. It's void of values. Mechanical prayers. Mechanical prayers is just like going to LA Fitness. Even going to LA Fitness is better because you have a trainer, you know how to exercise. Allah wants us to adhere to the spirit of the prayers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Not those who pray. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The spirit, they adhere to the spirit of the prayers, which is a humility, which is humbleness, which is thoughtfulness, being thoughtful. صَلُّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدْ. So some people, they do pray, but unfortunately they are discourteous, impolite. They have no considerations for the environment. I gave examples last night here. La ba's, if I repeat the example. Sometimes I've seen in some mosques, when someone passes during the prayers, he wants to pass between the rows. Some people, they bring their hand, boom, put it in front of him. Don't do that. And sometimes they hit, you know. I've seen that. I've taken some of these hits in Mecca and Medina. So. Left and right, don't pass in front of him. This is not adherence to the spirit of the prayer. Where is a human? Where is khushu' in your prayers? Where? You are supposed to focus on God, not on those who pass in front of you. Not. And when you stand, you have to be courteous to those on your left, on your right. Don't step on their feet sometimes. This is what they do sometimes. He pushes you, you know, in order to bridge the gap. He encroaches on your personal personal dignity and respect, we have to be considerate when we stand to the prayers, because it's not only a relationship between us and God, it's also a relationship between us and those who stand with us in the same line, in the same place, in the same mosque. We have to be considerate. With the fasting, it's the same. In the fasting, some people, they don't adhere to the spirit and the meaning and the purpose of Ramadan and fasting. They think that fasting is only not eat and not drink. And this is exactly what the Prophet said to a lady who insulted her neighbor. He said to her, لَيْسَ الصِّيَامُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ. It's not to refrain from eating and drinking. Siyam is to control your tongue, not to hurt. This is the spirit of Siyam. This is why we have Ramadan. Not just to stop eating and drinking. This is part of it, the physical part, the outer one. The inner one is to control my heart, is to control my thoughts, is to control my tongue, is to control my hand from hurting others. The same thing with sadaqah. Look at the Quran. The Quran does not only say give sadaqah, give charity. He says, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Meaning when you give charity, when you help someone, give it to him while you humble yourself before him, so he doesn't feel that you are superior to him or you are doing him a favor. Don't break his heart. Humble yourself. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم. This is the spirit of sadaqah. Not that you give it and you have the upper hand and you are doing him a favor. You are saving. You are telling him, I'm saving your life. Don't say this. You void your work. You void your amal. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Ibadat has to be done not at the expense of others. Some people understand the ibadah wrongly. I had someone when I came to America. I was living in one city. So he was insisting on me that let's do Salatul Fajr together, Jama'ah, 5 a.m. in the morning. I said, okay, let's do it. So he came and he was raising his adhan, doing the adhan. Believe me, the whole complex would wake up, 5 a.m. Adhan outside, Allahu Akbar, and he does it this way, you know, so it goes 180 degrees. I said to him, this is not, and then the management, they called me after 2-3 days. They said, what's going on? Do you have a festival in the early morning? Jama'ah is good, but not at the expense of your neighbors. Your neighbors are non-Muslims. They want to rest. They have children. They have elderly. They have sick people. They, you know, this is their private time. Is this what God wants you to do, to hurt others? I am of this opinion that even the masjid in a non-Muslim setting, non-Muslim society, should not raise the adhan outside. It shouldn't be raised outside. I am against that. Keep your adhan to yourself, to your community, to your own ears. You don't have to bother others with your adhan. You have to respect others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, sometimes you don't have to shout in your prayers. وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ. Do not say your prayers loud. وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا. Neither completely silent. وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ السَّبِيلَ. Take the middle road. Don't shout. Even when you pray, don't shout. Even when you do dua, don't shout. ادعوا ربكم. Look at the manners of dua. ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية. Two things. One, تضرع, with humility, with a heart which is broken, a heart which is completely submitted to God, focused on God. This is تضرعا. The second, خفية, in a private. You don't have to scream. God has good ears. He's well hearing, well listening. We don't have to bother others. Our ibadat should not be at the expense of others. Sometimes in Masjid al-Haram, during tawaf, I find people pray exactly behind Maqam Ibrahim. And you know, behind Maqam Ibrahim, still people are doing tawaf. So they cut off others for His Majesty to do his 2 rak'ah of Salat al-Tawaf. He endangers others, huh? Endangers, sometimes dangerous. If they trip and fall, it will be stampede. Many people are going to die. But some people don't care. He wants to do his Salat right behind Maqam Ibrahim. This is not Islamic. This is not ethical. This is not Hajj. This is, as Imam al-Sadiq said, ما أكثر الضجيج وأقل الحجيج. The crowd is huge, but those who do the Hajj are very small, very little. These are manners and adab that we have to respect. We have to teach, my friends, we have to teach our children, our family members, our friends, that we have to adhere to the spirit of the prayers, not exactly the prayers itself as a physical entity, but the message of the prayers, the message of the prayers, the spirit of the prayers, the goal of the prayers, the achievement of the prayers. And it should be done in a way that does not disturb others, does not usurp their rights and their dignity, does not hurt them, doesn't hurt them. Even with women, I go to many mosques in America, in Canada, in Europe, elsewhere. The spacious place, which has good lighting, good ventilation, is reserved for men. Women always in the darkest corners. Go yourself and see yourself. We have the oldest mosque in America is in Washington, D.C. It was opened by President Eisenhower back in the 50s. Look at the space where women pray in that mosque. The oldest mosque on Massachusetts Avenue, the most important avenue in Washington. Go look how women pray. This is not good. This is not adhering to the spirit of Islam, to the spirit of equality, to the spirit of a human dignity. It's not. It sends the wrong message. It would tell people that Muslims are backward. Muslims are misogynists. Muslims are incivil. We have to change these things. If we got them from traditions, these traditions are not necessarily right. Even if they come from religious cities. Even if they are conducted by religious people, they are not necessarily right. We have to see what God wants. In the eyes of God, what is right and what is wrong. Not in our own eyes. وَلَا تُصَعَرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. The spirit of, do not turn your cheek to people in scorn. Meaning you have to be humble. Humble yourself. Don't look at yourself as better than others. وَلَا تُصَعَرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المذنبة المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the things that we have to take care of and focus our attention on in Islam is the issue of orderliness and cleanliness and cleanliness and orderliness, organization, discipline. This is something missing from most Muslim societies today. These two items. سلامة المظهر دليل على حسن الجوهر. The rightness, the purity, the correctness of the مظهر, the outside, the outer, is an indication of the purity of the inside. If the inside is clean and good, then the outside is going to be clean and good too. Those who speak good, what does speak of them? Only the tongue? Only this organ which is called a tongue or the mouth? It's not. Or the throat? It's the heart that speaks. The inner conscience that speaks. Their dhamir, their wujdan is a clean. The heart is a clean. The mind is a clean. Therefore, the mouth is going to be clean. The speech is going to be clean. The talk, the conversation is going to be clean. Those who do good always, they don't do bad. Their behavior is excellent. What is excellent in them? The hand is excellent? The feet is excellent? The eyes? No, it's the heart. It's the spirit that they carry. They refined it. When you refine the inside, it's going to reflect on the outside, on your behavior outside. This is exactly what the Quran says. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. You take care of your inside, your soul, your heart, everything outside is going to be perfect. Don't worry about the outside. Sometimes we are overwhelmed and obsessed by the outside and we neglect the inside. We do it the other way around. This is why we fail. You want to correct your speech, correct your heart, your soul, your ruh. If the soul is purified and disciplined, then everything in you is going to be unharmless, harmless. It would not hurt. Therefore, we have to take care of the inside and the outside. Cleanliness and orderliness. النظافة والنظام. النظافة, my friends, cleanliness. I am disturbed every time I go to the Middle East. Every time I come back broken-hearted, because I compare. I can't help but to compare this community with our Islamic communities. When you walk in the street there, when you don't see any sign of cleanliness, any sign. What is this? Where is religion then? Where are the 5 daily prayers? Where does it go? Where is the 30 days of fasting? Where is the Quranic recitation? Where is the adhan? I was in a Muslim country 3 weeks ago. A country where the revolution, the Arab Spring, started from that country. I don't mention the name. At the time of the Adhan, believe me, in my hotel was in downtown, in the heart of the old city, there were at least 40 masjid, the Adhan coming from every direction, every direction. But then you cannot sit in a restaurant to eat because of the filth around you. You know, when you sit in a restaurant, about 7 to 8 cats, they surround you from every direction. And I'm afraid of cats, by the way. So imagine. And then this is the funny part. The Adhan is raised. Mosques are completely empty. Some of them are shut down. There is an Adhan, but the door is closed. But the coffee shops are packed. Packed. Where is our ibadat? Where does it go? I don't know. Where does it go? Vanishes? Where does it go? We have to learn. Both are important, the outside and the inside. Both. To keep our religion healthy and strong and productive. You have to keep your house, first of all, begin with your bedroom. If your bedroom is a mess, if your car is a mess, if your kitchen is a mess, if your house is a mess, if the living room is a mess, if your office is a mess, if your masjid is a mess, how can you convince others that my religion is a religion of beauty? You know what the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ يُحِبُّ الطَّيِّبُ نَظِيفٌ يُحِبُّ النَّظَافَةِ God indeed is a pure, he loves a purity. And here, purity means physical purity, not just spiritual, physical. وَنَظِيفٌ يُحِبُّ النَّظَافَةِ Allah is clean and he loves cleanliness. If you want to be his friend, if you want to talk to him, if he wants him to open his heart for you and his ears, and he listens to you, be clean. Be clean in your clothing, in your house, in your belonging, in your life. Be clean. Someone who's not clean in the outside, it means that even the inside is not clean too, my friends. This is an indication that the inside is kharab. It's not clean. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Tanazzafu bikulli mastata'tum." Use every means to clean yourself, to beautify yourself, to make yourself attractive. Bikulli mastata'tum. Fa inna Allah ta'ala bana al-islam 'ala an-nadhafa. Allah based his faith, his religion upon neatness and cleanliness. Wa lan yadkhul al-jannata illa kulli Nadif, paradise is not open for huge crowd, except for those who are clean. Physically clean, huh? We are not speaking about spiritual. Spiritual definitely is needed. I am speaking about physical and material cleanliness, the outside cleanliness. وَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا كُلُّ نَظِيفٍ وَمِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ التَّنَظُّفِ The manners, the qualities, the characters of the prophets of God is tanazzuf. Now, some people say, but those people are poor, deprived. No, my friends, cleanliness has nothing to do with poverty. I've been to the most deprived nations and villages, but yet they are clean. Very clean. They don't have enough money to eat, but they are clean. I've seen that in some nations. In some nations I have seen this. In some countries I have seen this. It has nothing to do that someone is poor. It has to do with the culture. He was not raised the way children, the young ones, were born and raised in families who did not value cleanliness. There was no room. In their vocabulary was no term called nadafa. It was missing. It's about the way, the upbringing, the tarbiyah. It's a culture. It's a culture. In some cultures, people, when they eat something, they put it in the trash. Okay? In the trash bin. In others, they just throw it. You know, throw it in the street. It's a culture. And we have to teach this culture. We have to teach it. We have to revolutionize. Not just the economy. We have to revolutionize our akhlaq, our lifestyle. Neither it has to do with zuhd. Some people say that he's zahid, asceticism, self-denial, has nothing to do with not being filthy. No. He could be a zahid. He denies himself, but very clean also. Very clean. It's about a culture, my friend. Few things I would like to mention before I conclude about the masjid. Many people ask me to speak about the adab al-salat and adab al-masjid, the manners of entering the mosque, especially during the Friday. One of them, my friends, before we enter the masjid, we have something called shoe racks on both sides. And many people, they don't use them. I don't know why they are afraid of them, using shoe racks. But it's not good to leave your shoes there. Though some people may think that this is not worthy of mentioning in Salat al-Jumu'ah, but I think it is worthy. This is part of nizam, discipline, cleanliness, neatness, orderliness. So please put your shoes on the shoe rack. This is number one. Number two, when we come to Salatul Jumu'ah and the khutbah has already started, no more prayers. Even Tahiyatul Masjid you don't do. It is more mustahab and recommended that you sit and listen to the khutbah. You don't do the prayers. Yes, before the khutbah starts, do Tahiyatul Masjid, two rak'ah. But once the imam starts for the khutbah and he begins the first sentence, then people have to face the qibla. And this is because this is part of the salat, by the way. The two khutbah is part of the salat. Therefore, you have to have wudu and you have to face this direction. Not 90%, huh? You have 100%. You have to face the qibla. And no more prayers, no more tahiyyatul masjid, the greeting of the masjid while the khutbah is being said. And then also when you enter the masjid and the imam is doing the khutbah, no more salam. Salam before the khutbah, no more greetings. If you want to say salam quietly. Some people wave for me while I'm standing. Salam, Sayyid. I can't answer because I lose my concentration. And the lines, my friends, it is mustahab that we fill the first lines. And it is more mustahab to pray in the first line rather than the second and the third and the fourth. It's more mustahab. The closer you are to the imam, the more recommended it is. And the more reward you get. So fill the first lines before you go to the second, to the third. And same thing with the sisters. And then, no speaking also during the khutbah, my friends. Unfortunately, I have to be the sole speaker. But no other comments. Maybe after the salat, you can capture me outside. I am available and give me your comments. But no speaking, no chatting. And definitely, this is, although this is not in the hadith, but I will add something to this. A new thing which is makruh to use. This is from me, my pocket, huh? Not the book of hadith. No cell phones. Turn your cell phones off, please. Yeah. So we don't disturb others. And my friends, something that you hear it for the first time. Even the salawat is not recommended during the khutbah. So when I mention the name of the Prophet, don't say salawat. Say it quietly in your heart. Say it quietly. Even in the adhan and the iqamah. If the imam is doing the iqamah and he says, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, don't say salawat. Say it in your heart, not loudly. The time you say it loudly, few times after the conclusion of the salat. The conclusion of when the imam says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And by the way, these three times are the sunnah of the Prophet. The Prophet, when he concluded his prayers, because there were no loud speakers during his time. So people who would pray at the very back, they would not know that he concluded his prayers. So he would raise his voice three times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah. This is an indication of the conclusion of the prayers. At that time you may say salawat, but not during the sermon. Neither during the adhan or the iqamah. You can say it quietly, inshallah. May Allah bless you all. May Allah protect you, protect our ummah. Tomorrow we have the Arabic session at 7 p.m. Al-Jalsatul Arabiya Ghadan, inshallah. And Thursday we commemorate at 7 p.m. without salat. Huh? Do the salat at home and we begin the session at 7, inshallah, with Quranic recitation. And Thursday we commemorate the departure of Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, Sayyidatina wa Mawlatina Fatimatu Zahra. صلوات الله وسلامه عليها اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير وعجل اللهم في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة. Now you can say صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.